hiya, it's Wildcards. We're in the studio, which is exciting. The last one was a Zoom one, and I got a very professional John Gibbons count in there, which makes me feel like a star, which I do enjoy. With me, with the numbers, we've got John Gibbons. We've got a very tanned and freshly returned from Mexico, Adam Smith. We've got Abby Rudkin. See, picked up a lot. He's nailed actually it. Wearing a t-shirt from the holiday destination that he's recently visited, which means you know it was a good holiday.
He got me one, which said my friend Adam went to Mexico, and
I for a minute I was going to go, that's really lovely, but he didn't. My niece went to Greece, and all I got is this t-shirt. And we've got Ryan Patton, who does not have a Mexican t-shirt, but a lovely fleece.
Oh, thank you.
Lovely fleece. And we're going to dive into what you've been voting on. I tell you what, it's an exciting day to have been voting, isn't it? Just you wait until we get to general football, because we've got things to talk about. But first, we'll talk about Liverpool, and your options were Gakpo, Milner new contract, or Klopp 1,000 games. And everyone would like to talk about Gakpo, Ryan. From what we've seen of him so far, which is, I guess, limited, but we've seen quite a bit so far, is it fair to make any judgments or to kind of start to formulate an idea of who he is as a player in the context where we don't really feel like we're looking at, a lot of the time, a Liverpool team that we recognise or that feels kind of as stable or as kind of static as it used to? Do we feel like it's a fair time to judge him?
I definitely don't think it's a fair time to judge him because, like, has he started two or three games maybe and... yeah, the signing surprised me massively because obviously we were going into the January transfer window and thought Liverpool in desperate need of midfielders, and then out of nowhere the Gakpo sign it was like rumoured interest, and then it just accelerated and we signed him in 2 hours. And I tried to not watch much of the World Cup, so I didn't see him as much in the World Cup, so I hadn't formulated an idea of what player he was meant to be. But I saw that he had to go tournaments and score goals. And Liverpool were, because of injuries, weak in the forward line. So I was like, oh, it sort of does make sense. But I was like, we've seen him in an incredibly limited capacity, so I'm not making any judgments. But it does seem a bit of an odd one at the moment, just because there was a time when, like for a period when Liverpool signed players, it was very obvious where they fit into the team and how they fitted into the way we play. They were pressing footballs. Like, so when we signed Salamane, you were sort of like, yeah, fast wingers are going to, you know, exactly, one's going to play on the left side forward, one's going to be right side forwards, and how they're going to contribute to the team was obvious. With Gakpo, it was like, I don't really know where he's going to fit into the squads. And then I've seen him play, and in the Chelsea game, like he was leading the line in central, and that surprised a few people because thought, oh, he's going to be on like the left side of the forward. And it was a sort of, he doesn't look like a pressing football at the moment, which again is like, that is normally what is an integral thing to a Klopp player. Like he's very tall, but he's not the most physical of players. And so it's like, will he fit on that left side of our front three? I'm not too sure. So you would think, because he is sort of a tidy player, he's got a good first touch, and like, so you think maybe he would be more likely to fit in that central role to bring in the wingers in the same way the way Firmino's done for so many years.